Great to have you with us on this Monday. Still to come on the McCafe menu, Ramona Shelburne, a senior writer for ESPN.com on the latest with the NBA and a possible restart. And then Jared Neesham to join us after 8 o'clock. He's going to tell us a story about he and Neil Danaher, which is just quite extraordinary. The conversation starter, it's thanks to Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. And we can dissect some of the footy stories as we do out of 7 every day and the stuff that's been kicking around. And the big news is that round 2 fixture has been revealed or will be revealed today, but all of the leading news organisations have got that round 2 fixture out and it's ready to go. And some big, big games in there, Whispers. So all the talk and whether the game's going to be better or not, and maybe the amount of coaches, and we feel for all them, but we've got a pretty good fixture to get us going in round 2.
My word, we have. And I want to commend you too, because you raised the idea last week of putting some cardboard cutouts out there.
Yes.
I think a couple of AFL clubs have actually warmed to that idea as well. So I said at the time, my only reservation was at the time, if you recall correctly, was that when the rain comes, the cardboard may disintegrate. But I got onto a couple of people over the weekend that are making a plastic coating type cardboard.
Well, I told you that. I said that
and,
last week too.
I think I've solved the problem.
Sounds like Xavier's got on board my great idea.
Yes, it's reported that Geelong are going to be granted their fixture wish. I read this in the Herald Sun this morning, and that is that they'll get their home games. We don't have a problem with that, do we? If they get their home game, their home
not whatsoever.
Games.
They're going to play Hawthorn. Friday night, Geelong take on Hawthorn at GMHBA Stadium for the first time in God knows how many years. So,
since 2006 is the first time that they will be playing there at that ground.
What, down Geelong?
Since 2006. Clarko will have to get out the cones and the witch's hats this week and just sort of,
narrow up the ground.
He'll have to narrow up the ground and try and get the boys familiar with that sort of spacing.
Of course.
That's great. That is a challenge.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, that to me adds even more interest to the round see how all the Hawks go down there. And Bucks has told us on Fox Footy last week that he doesn't care if he travels, so he'd be happy to go down there. I'd love to see Collingwood down there if that's how the cards fall. So
that'd be anywhere,
anytime.
Anywhere, anytime. Now, here's a question for you, because you were coached by the great Swooper Northey, who was a very big us-against-them type man. I was coached by Kevin Sheedy, who was from the same Richmond mould as Swooper Northey. Will John Worsfold use the Swans trying to steal Joe Danaher as a way to get the boys up for this round 2 clash against Sydney, do you think?
I don't think Johnny Worsfold's that sort of coach, is he? That sort of artificial...
No, it's not artificial, Gary. That was real. That was real.
Well, I would say without knowing.
Would you use it?
I wouldn't use it pre-game, but at some stage I'd slip it in, I reckon. Would you?
Yeah, remember these blokes. These were the ones that tried to steal Joey Danaher, boys. That'll get you going.
All right, I want to get your this is your area of expertise, not mine. Eddie Maguire and Colin Carter. The conflict of interest debate was an interesting exchange. Mark Robinson and Eddie were at it on Fox Footy on Saturday. Let's have a listen.
I would say in my time in the game that Colin going straight from the AFL Commission onto the Geelong board and becoming the president of Geelong was the biggest conflict of interest that I've seen. Everyone's business plans, the AFL's tactics and everything, going back to a club. But no one writes that because there's no clickbait involved. But if you want to go looking, it's a red herring. All right, good on you. I mean, Mark's written 3 stories in the last 8 weeks. I mean, obviously we're clicking the bait there, Mark, so we should go and have a drink again.
Oh, that is weak as piss, Ed, and you know it's weak as piss.
Yes, that's your thoughts, Tim.
Well, I think the... there's a couple of things associated with this. One is Eddie's defence of a conflict of interest. And as I said earlier in the program, currently he sits on a committee whereby he's privy to some inner AFL cabinet-type information. So I would think that that probably serves him well. His position of prominence then on the media serves him well. And then Robbo's response, you know what? You've got to say, like, I know a lot of Robbo represents a lot of the fan views and uses probably the vernacular of the everyday person. But I think at some point, though, given the prominence of the position that he holds as that person that talks about the game on Fox and that person that writes for the Herald Sun. I think probably given that the tools of trade of a journalist are words, that maybe he could come up with a better response than the one that he just...
That was poor. It was Saturday afternoon. It was 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. And I'll be
that
surprised
is not,
if,
that's not dignified in any
I'll
way.
I'll be
You've
surprised
be
if Fox didn't... the head honchos at Fox didn't ever talk to him after that because that was...
Oh, really?
Well, I'd be surprised. That was beneath...
Are you advocating that, are you? That,
I didn't like it, Tim. I didn't
rip
like
him
listening
apart.
To that.
No, it's ordinary. But do you think he'll get a strike against his name for that, a warning?
You don't have to get ripped apart, but I would imagine that there would be a message. Well, I don't know, but I would think you'd get a message communicated saying that's not the behaviour and that's not the language that we want used at this particularly at that time of the day. Like if it was 10:30 at night, Tim, you might get away with it, but 12 o'clock on a Saturday. Anyway, that's just a by-the-by. It was interesting. Hey, Scotty Pendlebury's had a lot to say. So what Scotty Pendlebury, he's come out and said that he doesn't mind a best of three. He wants to shorten pre-season and increase the season. Let's have a listen. This is what he had to say on Fox Footy.
I think a wild card would certainly keep those sides, you know, 11, 12, 13, in the hunt for longer and, you know, gives their fans more excitement, gives the game more excitement. I feel... You know, most years about round 16, it hits a bit of a lull for 3 or 4 weeks. So, yeah, I think a wild card would be pretty cool. You know, I've said a best of three grand final series would be, you know, amazing to play. And it's just whatever we do that's different, we'll create attention first and then it'll become the new norm. So it's a good opportunity this year to have a look at games with shorter quarters and see how it looks.
I think I don't mind the idea of the wild card. I know you like the wild card, and you've advocated for that before, I think, with a 17-game season. I'd like to see it possibly introduced this year, given the abbreviated season. I just don't see how teams at the end of a long, normal season could end up playing a best-of-three grand final series.
Nah,
you cast your mind back to the drawn game a couple of, you know, back in 2010, St Kilda Collingwood. They were all talking about how they were going to struggle to get up the following week. Can you imagine if there was a third game? You know, after two games, they won all, then they had to go to a third and decider.
No,
how could that
not
possibly play?
But the other ideas are all good, and we love hearing an experienced person from a playing point of view expressing those thoughts. So you guys are kidding. Robbo's response was absolutely on point for the BS Eddie was serving up. We're not talking about... I'm not talking about what he's just what he was trying to say. We're talking about the way he said it and the language he used.
Yep. I think
make
what
sure
Eddie
you
was,
make that distinction.
Yeah, I think Eddie's response was BS, but I think the way that Robbo tried to explain himself was undignified. But anyway, moving on with the Scott Pendlebury stuff that he has raised. Do you think that may be something that's supported by a lot of players out there in
well,
the game?
Okay.
Yeah, the wild card idea.
Well, mainly because it's a 17-game season, and that and there are extenuating circumstances, you know, mitigating circumstances, maybe for West Coast, and those sides are in a hub that maybe one of their players or two of their players get the coronavirus, and that might impact their ability to put out their best side. So, do we give more sides the opportunity to compete for a final series, given you know we're going to cut the season short?
You would like to have it anyway, though.
I like it to keep the interest in the competition. I mean, I'm not joking about this. I wrote about this 12 years ago, just to throw it up and bounce this around and just to keep interest in the season longer because, you know, we, as Scott Pendlebury said and alluded to the fact, you know, some clubs are out of contention very, very early in this competition and it can make for a long, long year. But anyway, they're just opinions. You don't have
What I don't like is the conversation around, you know, the season gets into a lull. And we understand that, but it always has and it always will. There'll always be a lull in the season at some point in time. You would think unless we go to a 17 game and we abbreviate the season like that, there's always going to be that lull happens around late
July. That doesn't make it right, though, does it? Yeah,
no, but it's part of a season. Like, what are we going to try and do? Like we talked last week, you were talking about you know shortening games because Eddie was talking about shortening games because people don't have the attention span. And now you're saying, okay, let's try and reduce the lull in the season. What is it that you guys want? What perfect world is it that you want to live in?
It's just an opinion. Don't get aggressive out there. God, help me. You, and all you're doing is stirring them up. Nick's from Armand.
I'm not
trying to stir
anyone up. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what it is that you actually want.
Got a question for you. G'day, Nick.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, Nick.
That's good. Tim would be most familiar with this, but Gary, you may have read the article. Tim, you may have read the article about the mysterious button man. Did you read
over the weekend.
Two papers?
Yeah, I did. Oh, button man that's maybe operating up in the mountains up the back of where I am
now.
Yeah,
I read that. I read that as well.
Very, very eerie, although some of the disappearances can be explained due to things like hypothermia or staging their own disappearance, but it's all a bit weird.
Hey, Nick, you digress. Anyway, good night to bring it up.
I wasn't expecting a question about Button Man this morning.
In the middle of our footy conversation. And we're talking about Baldwin as well. Get around the Baldwin Cricket Club. Sub-district club's about to enter its 100th year. David Grooming for Man in Baldwin, the best barber in Melbourne. Go and see Dave and get a great haircut. So there you go. There's a couple of small businesses in Baldwin.
Yep. Morning, boys. Agreed language is unedifying, but people need to start calling Eddie on his conflicts. It's okay to have conflicts, but to have to manage them, a president should not be in the positions that he is. Spot on, Tim. Robbo's a great bloke, but needs to be better than that. As my husband said, he can articulate himself better than that and present a stronger point of view. That's from Beck out there as well. So a lot of feedback coming through this morning, Gary. A lot of feedback.
And that's okay. The conflict of interest, I'm a bit bored with it. It's been going on. I don't know, because I've worked with Eddie, I suppose, previously, and we've debated it long and hard for the best part of 20 years, and everyone can have their opinion on it. I'm absolutely fine with that. But, yeah, that's just the way that came out. And Robbo taking Eddie to task is absolutely fine. It made for good television. It was just the language from our point of view.
But if you go back to what Eddie originally said about Jack Stephen and, you know, just tell us what's going on, like... How many times has there been Collingwood players that have been involved in whatever they may have been involved in, and Collingwood would have concealed the information as best they possibly could around those instances as well?
Sure. And having watched the interview, Eddie's point was, why call a press conference if you're not going to sort of tell us what's going on and then call out the journalists for writing about what's going on? And then... Anthony Hudson put it to him about Jordan Degowie, and I guess that's where you start to think,
there was interest in that story, though, and they went as far as they could in the telling of that story. And what we learned over the weekend is that the police are still interviewing Jack Stephen, so more will come to light as a result of that. But at that time, that's all the information that they could put out there. There's enormous interest in the story, so they're doing what the media are wanting them to do, which is actually say something. And then when they do, for some, it wasn't enough, but that was as much as they could give at the time.
And Brian Cook also said on that program that the police are investigating. He says, got no doubt it'll all come to light at some particular stage. Just on that, Joel Selwood spoke on ABC Grandstand on the weekend about Jack Stephen. Let's have a listen.
I think it's more days rather than weeks before we see Jack at training.
And did he express a desire to be playing footy at the moment to you?
Well, see, we've felt that all along. At the moment, obviously, has to go through what he needs to go through. And he will do that. That the right people will find out and will know what's going on. And that's really important for mine to know. Like, I know probably everyone wants to know and, you know, understand the circumstances. But to be honest, if we're to make Jack as healthy and, you know, as well as what we possibly can, we're just worrying about doing that right now.
So there you go. That's why we need footy to get going, because some of these other peripheral issues get too much attention, and understandable when we haven't got the game to talk about. So let's get it underway in a couple of weeks' time. We're here for Melbourne Airport Parking, zero-cost drive-up parking for all essential travel till the 30th of June. Red Energy. Born and bred in Melbourne, that's Red Energy. You're laughing at?
I'm laughing at this. Maybe we could help Robbo with tidying up some of the vernacular. Weak as water, balderdash, load of garbage. There are a lot of options other than what he went with at the weekend.
Send it through. 0433981116. We don't really want to be here in week as P155. Give us some alternatives. Give us some
family.
Alternatives.
We are a family program.
Ramona Shelburne, Jared Neesham, still to come this morning.